Live from the perpetually unfinished Allen Auditorium in beautiful Sitka, Alaska, it's Wait, Wait, Don't Sue Me. A beat-for-beat knockoff of everybody's favorite NPR news quiz. And here's your host, Ed Ronco.
Thank you, Owen Fulton. Hello and welcome. Indeed, this is not the official Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, because to bring that production to Sitka, we would have to sell the O'Connell Bridge to Ketchikan. My name is Ed. I am a former Sitkin. I am a former KCAW news reporter and host. I am a former C-Mart shopper. If you're not familiar with Wait, Wait, we'll explain the games as we go. But basically, we have a panel of guests who are going to make wisecracks. We'll introduce them in short order. And we involve you, the audience, in some of our games, which gives you the chance to participate. So this is modeled after the public radio game show that airs on Raven Radio. Don't worry, though. Unlike public radio game shows, we do not have lousy gifts. No tote bags. No coffee mugs. No, God forbid, Robert Woolsey's voice on your home answering machine. Only solid stuff here. Owen, what are our contestants playing for tonight?
A $10 gift certificate to Raven Radio Retail. Only good on women's vests and tie-dye apparel on purchases of $50 or more.
Great, great. All right. First, in just a moment, we're going to play Not My Job with our special guest, U.S. Senator Mark Begich. But first, let's meet our panel. Our first guest, who it is safe to say will not be a returning panelist should we ever do this again, is Sitka High band director for two more months, John D. Pilatus. John is leaving Sitka after discovering the only French he was going to get in this town is from a horn. He'll be headed instead to Egypt to teach choir, which is the worst CIA cover story any of us has ever heard.
I would find that highly ironic that you would be asking me about my departure from Sitka. How is the hard-hitting news environment in the big city, Ed?
It's fine. I report on travel and sports. Next on our panel, we have the co-principal of Pacific High School, Phil Burdick, who is... who, as we understand it, is preparing to audition for the lead role in Sitka High School's production of Teen Wolf. Phil, what brought you on our panel?
Only if Owen's not available. You know, it's kind of funny that I'm up here because... they actually called the district office and they couldn't find any other principals. They're all moving to other buildings or wherever. And they figured, what the hell? He's been here forever. He's not going anywhere.
All right. Phil Burdick. And finally, our only outsider of the panel tonight, Colette Costa. What we know about Colette is that she is a woman of the arts in Juneau, which is a lot like being a punctual person in Sitka.
I don't get that joke, because everyone here is late. Yeah, so yeah. It's just another way of saying I'm unemployed. But apparently, if I lived here, I'd be the mayor, because he's a principal. Have you seen this guy?
It's the alternative school.
Yeah, duh.
Colette Costa, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the memo on the glasses, but no one told me to have silly hair, so I apologize in advance. I didn't know.
So, ordinarily, we would begin by playing a game with our panel, but of course we have somebody on the phone who's more important than any of them. We'd like to welcome now to Wait, Wait, Don't Sue Me, United States Senator Mark Begich. Senator Begich, welcome.
Thank you very much. Who's online that's supposed to be the more important person? Who's the most important? You said there's someone important on the phone line. Who are we waiting for?
I'm not sure, but when we get to them, we're going to have to drop you.
Okay, I understand. That's my life.
All right.
Don Young on two.
Senator, as Alaskans, we're all used to fielding questions from the lower 48 about our home state, and we know, of course, that you spend a lot of time down south where you are now. What is the strangest question one of your congressional colleagues has ever asked you?
No comment. First off, they get confused. They think snow machines are snowmobiles. We have to explain that to them. Second, I have a wall in my conference room that shows all these companies that forget to put Alaska on the map. And I got to say, I try to explain this to some of my colleagues that the world is round, Alaska is big, and where it's located, it's it is interesting to have the conversation at times when they think that Alaska is just a little puny little place, so we have to make sure we clarify that. But the almost unusual question or statement they make, well, they're all unusual because they don't know Alaska.
How many Alaska Airlines miles do you have? That's the other thing I want to know.
I am approaching the million club. I'm 40,000 away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. It's a sad day when you know what the meals are and the movies, and you recommend them to the people waiting in line. That's what I do. I'm like a movie critic.
Oh, the Salisbury steak is excellent. You should try it.
Yes.
Senator, we've asked you here to play Not My Job, which this week we have renamed.
Did you misdemean to do that?
All right. Senator, you have co-sponsored bills about interest rates for students, tax credits for small businesses, and the Paycheck Fairness Act. Today, we are going to ask you, the author of some of the biggest laws in the land, about some of the people who violate the smallest laws of the land. The Sitka Police Blotter, as printed... As printed in the Daily Sitka Sentinel, is something of a community institution here, if you don't know that, often for its colorful descriptions of minor malfeasance here in town. We're going to give you 3 rounds of police blotter entries. Your job is to guess the true one in each group. If you get 2 out of 3 correct answers, you win a prize for our audience member. Owen, who is the senator playing for tonight?
Jordan Gagner.
Jordan, are you out there? Raise your hand, Jordan. Stand up. All right.
Do I get to confer with Jordan or not?
No, you win the prize for her or not. It's all on you, Senator.
Oh, so, that's not good.
There are no caucus meetings here. Sorry. All right, your first group of police blotter entries, Senator. Ready?
Absolutely.
All right. A, at 9:30 a.m. Wednesday, a caller was concerned about a man who appeared drunk on Lincoln Street. Police contacted the man, who said he was just not a morning person. B, at 1:30 p.m. Thursday, a caller requested a welfare check on her child. Police found no one in the house, but did find a dog. Police contacted the caller, who said, the dog is like her child. Or C, at 3:20 p.m., a caller reported a couple of unique-looking ducks walking in the roadway. The animal control officer responded and found a couple of ducks that were in a yard and in no danger. Senator, is it A, the man who is just not a morning person, B, the dog is like my child, or C, ducks in no danger?
What kind of ducks were they?
They were Sitkin ducks.
Oh, my gosh. All of them sound like anything that can happen in Alaska, so I'm going to have... I don't get, like, all 3, so I got to pick one. Okay, I'm going to say... I liked A, but I'm going to go with C.
All right. Senator, you are correct, sir.
Yeah,
Senator number 2, here are your entries. A, at 2:20 a.m., police spoke with a man who was sitting alone on Catlian Street. The man said nothing good happens after 1 a.m. and agreed to get a ride home. B, at 2:25 p.m., a woman turned in a box of items possibly stolen from a trailer. She provided the name of a suspect and the item's owner. Police talked to the owner, who said he didn't want the items and it was okay. Or C, at 10:30 a.m., a resident asked for a welfare check on his missing contractor. Police were unable to locate the contractor, but did leave several messages with his wife. All right.
I'm trying to figure out, there's a theme here on welfare checks. I don't know what that's all about.
Welfare check is the knock on the door, is everything okay in there, I think.
That's exactly what they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think here. You know, Sitka's kind of a forgiving community. They're very nice. Every time I go there, even when I make mistakes, they're forgiving. So I'm going to pick B.
You are correct.
Whoa!
Senator,
I better stop while I'm ahead.
Before we get to number three, I just want to say I've been a journalist for 14 years. I've talked to a lot of U.S. senators. This is the first time one has ever through the phone gone, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo!
I never win anything. I got tickets for the Nana Classic. I'm going to probably lose that, so I feel like I'm already ahead of the game. 2 out of 3 isn't bad.
All right. Let's see if you can make it a hat trick. Here comes number three. At 11:31 a.m., a caller said a dog had attacked a duck in the 300 block of Indian River Road.
What's with the ducks?
I don't know.
You got a duck problem in this town.
That's a fair question. He said he had been able to save the duck and asked to talk to the animal control officer. B, at 4:25 p.m., a woman reported seeing a bear near Blatchley Middle School. It was found to be a discarded papier-mâché sea lion. C,
I like that one.
That's, yeah. C, at 3:09 a.m., a caller reported screams coming from a neighbor's apartment. Officers responded and found some youths having a slumber party watching a Justin Bieber concert video. A noise warning was given. All right, A, B, or C, and I can recap them if you'd like.
I'd like to know on C, what day of the week was that?
That would have been a Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So you got the papier-mâché, you got the Justin Bieber, and what was the first one? Another duck getting chewed on by an animal or something?
That's exactly right. A dog attacked a duck in the 300 block of Indian River Road.
You know, I'd want to link it to the last question I did where the ducks thought they were free. I think a dog probably attacked them. But let me just think here for a second.
All right. Take your time.
Yeah, we got all the time in the World Center.
But Jordan wins no matter what, so this is like a bonus question.
That's right.
This is a lot of stress. Let me think here. Let's see.
You're a United States senator.
I know. I was just about to say, Ukraine budget deficit for these questions. Let me think. I'm going to go with C.
Senator, believe it or not, it was the duck.
I should have gone with the duck. See those ducks got three?
It was the duck. It was the duck. All right. Owen, how did Senator Begich do?
Well, as we already know, he won with 2 out of 3 questions correct. So Jordan Gagnier will get a prize.
All right. Senator Mark Begich, congratulations. Thank you for taking time with us. We know that it's late there in Washington, D.C. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Listen, have a great event tonight. I feel like a lucky guy tonight because I won something for someone. I feel good tonight. Thank you all very much. Have a great evening.
Senator Mark Begich, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a first?
You know, I just want to say the gentleman on the phone was charming and funny. He got questions right, so I don't know how you got a hold of Begich's assistant, but good job.
I'm not really a sports guy, but could there seems to be this rivalry between the Ducks and the Biebers.
We're going to continue this evening off with a game we call Who's Owen This Time? Owen Fulton will read a quote from someone famous about Alaska, and a contestant from the audience will have to guess who it is, and we're going to bring you up this time. So, Owen, go ahead and pick a name. Who's our contestant?
Our contestant is Steve Ramp.
Steve Ramp. Come on up, Steve. Steve, you are a longtime Sitkin. How long have you been in Alaska? Go ahead and speak right into that microphone there. How long have you been in Alaska?
Coming up 17 years.
17 years. So
plus 3 in Kodiak back in the 70s.
Okay, so 17 in Sitka.
Yeah.
And then 3 in Kodiak. Coast Guard?
Yep.
Fair enough. All right, well, you need 2 out of 3 correct answers. These are quotes about Alaska. You have to guess who said them. Owen Fulton will read these quotes. Are you ready? Steve Ramp.
Okay.
All right. All right, so, Owen, quote number one, please. Right.
Historically, Alaska is a place that has attracted those who are fed up with conventionality, said this Fox News television personality, who should know because many of his guests have an unconventional take on reality.
All right.
Fox News, I should know this.
Panel, any thoughts?
Paul O'Reilly. Paul O'Reilly.
Well, we know which side of that line you're on, huh?
All right,
any
a Fox...
help there, panel?
Keith
Fox...
Olbermann.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
Keith Olbermann.
Probably not Fox.
He's the other guy.
He's the other guy.
He's not Fox News, no.
He's a principal, can I remind you?
Good job, Sitka.
All right, a Fox News personality, Steve, who said that historically Alaska isn't a place that attracts people who are fed up with conventionality.
O'Reilly.
You're yes.
Correct.
You are correct.
Yeah.
All right. Quote number two, Owen Fulton.
I'm thankful for Sarah Palin's vice presidential bid, which taught us that Alaska is not in a box off the coast of California.
Probably another Fox News analyst, huh?
And this was...
Oh, sorry. Said this regular Wait, Wait comedian, who is too good to appear on our show.
That would be Paula.
You are absolutely right. Paula Poundstone.
Wait, you're not Paula Poundstone?
You talking to him or me?
Yes.
Just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah. All right, quote number three, Owen Fulton.
Was she in your writing?
Alaska, where you can't be too fat or too drunk. Where no one says things like, let's see your high school equivalency certificate. Said this famous animated father.
I say that like every weekend.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue. But
oh, no.
Boy, I really love beer from South Central Cities.
This would
cities.
Be the father ho, of the
ho,
Simpsons.
Ho, ho.
Yes, named after a famous Greek poet.
That's not good enough. The father
high school
of the
equivalency.
Simpsons.
The father of the Simpsons.
It,
you are correct. Homer
oh,
Simpson.
Wow.
Yes. Owen, how did Steve Ramp do on the quiz?
Well, Steve got 3 out of 3 correct, so he will get a prize.
All right, congratulations,
yeah.
Steve.
Ooh, yeah.
No more. Go away down south, baby. Don't you want to go? Well, I'll be troubled, but I'll be all out of mine. Now, Lord, you know I can't be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying. Well, I know my little old gal. Oh, she gonna jump and shout. Hear that train coming, babe. But I'll be walking out, but I'll be troubled. Will I be all out of mine? Now, Lord, you know I can't be satisfied. I just can't keep from crying. Let's do that funny little thing.
Welcome back to Wait, Wait, Don't Sue Me. Having not yet received a cease and desist letter, let's get on with the show. Here's your host once again, Ed Ronco.
All right, we're back. Woo! Thank you, Owen. For our next segment, we turn now to our panel. How you doing?
Oh, God.
It's about freaking time.
We're just
senators?
We're not even that good looking, so I don't know. We're not even eye candy. So just you should make us do something.
The last frontier is also the last reservoir of trashy people producing trashy television. And with so many Alaska reality shows, it's nearly impossible to keep them all straight. Panelists are going to read an Alaska reality show pitch, and our audience member must spot the real one. Owen, who is playing this game?
Max.
Narrows Max. It right down,
Max.
Doesn't it?
Is there a Max here?
Good job, Max. Wait for a good game.
You guys got to get better handwriting. Greg Kloster?
All right. Come on up, Greg. All right. Greg, welcome. Our panelists are going to read you three reality TV pitches. Your job will be to pick the first one. How long, before we get started, how long have you been a Sitkin?
0 days now.
0 days now? You're a visitor.
Visiting, yes.
Where from?
Eagle River.
Eagle River. What brings you to Sitka?
My wife.
Excellent. All right. Are you ready to play the game?
Good choice.
Yes.
All right. Three pitches, and you have to guess the correct one. Our first pitch comes from Phil Burdick.
All right. What was your name again? Max?
No, Max is down there somewhere.
Okay.
Greg.
Greg. Okay, Greg. Here we have it. This show is called Alaska Gold Diggers. So this show follows five blonde women from Southern California who move to the interior of Alaska with the intention of starting a gold mine. Appearing on Animal Planet, the show follows Sarah Jane and her four daughters as they pool their savings in order to reopen their deceased grandfather's gold mines. With one mine in Nome and another near Fairbanks, the women must work together alongside grizzled Alaska miners to strike it rich and reclaim their family legacy.
All right. Option one from Phil Burdick, Alaska Gold Diggers. Our next pitch comes from Colette Costa.
No way. Come on. Have you seen gold miners grizzled, really? Come on. Those guys are cut. Greg, stay with me, okay? We got a show called The Last Frontabulous. Okay? For reals. This show follows a group of gay men in Anchorage, Alaska, who, after learning that Anchorage was voted the worst-dressed city in America, so apparently they've never been to Wrangell. I'm sorry. By Travel and Leisure magazine in 2012, Wrangell was 2011, my bad. In 2010, and 2009, and 2000. Anyway, they decide to open a clothing boutique catering to those with fashion aspirations that reach higher than a homeless person. The producer of the show, which will appear on the glorious Fox Network, said it harkens back to Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and bringing it with the newly phenomenal Alaskan twist. And let me tell you, just to tell you how real this is, I have met the producers of the show. They came through Juneau. They were going to do it in Juneau. Not enough gay people, fine. And they were convinced that I was a cross-dresser. So they gave me a total makeover. Can I just do this just quickly? So look at this. They went from this to, look at this. Like, look at this. Like, they did this in like one show.
Do you want me to hold something?
No. It's all tucked up. Look at this.
Okay.
Like, they just had this in their trunk. This was in the trunk of their car. Just saying.
All right. Wow. The Last Frontabulous from Colette Costa. Or our third pitch from John DePilatis.
Otter Slaughter. Just a show about killing otters.
Also on the Fox Network.
All right, Greg, your three choices. From Phil, Alaska Gold Diggers. From Colette, The Last Frontabulous. Or from John, Otter Slaughter.
I know you were the only one that removed clothing.
Pretty much every time.
This is a very interesting community.
She's not from here, though.
He's a principal.
It's the alternative school. Come on.
All right. I'm going to go with Principal Phil, actually.
Okay. You're going... You're going with Phil's Alaska Gold Diggers, about five blonde women in Southern California who move here to start a gold mine. We have some audio from the show's preview to tell us what the correct answer is.
But if they succeed, they could turn up a fortune worth untold millions.
It's a golden bonanza!
SJ and
dig that gold. Good choice, Matt.
Alaska right. Gold Great. Diggers.
Great.
He doesn't even know your name. Hope you're happy. Welcome to Alaska.
All right. Welcome, Greg Max, and nice work. You Thank win you. Our prize.
Greg. Congratulations. Good job.
Well done.
Panelists, round two, we are going to pose a question, a multiple choice question to the panel. Have them come up with one answer, like Team Trivial Pursuit, and present that answer back to see if they can all earn a point for themselves. Our attempt at equanimity here.
You gotta share a point.
If reality shows about Alaska are baloney, then our next topic is just plain BS. Senator Ted Stevens found himself in hot water when he was accused of taking bribes. Those charges were eventually dismissed. Your job, the whole panel, your job is to spot which of these everyday household items Senator Stevens was accused of taking as a bribe. Owen Fulton will list the items.
A VHS box set of Northern Exposure. The Weber Genesis E130 gas grill, Mossy Oak Camo Edition.
That's for when you don't want the deer to know that you're preparing to cook him.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
An ottoman.
A what?
An ottoman.
An ottoman, okay.
Oh, an ottoman.
Ottoman, not otter. Ottoman. And finally, a fruit bowl made from moose antlers.
All right. Panelists, what say you?
Can we have some? Can we have just a little bit of music to think? Because this is... It could be any of them.
Yeah! The one he did take or did not take?
This is the one for the real one.
The real one. He did take an ottoman, right?
I think it's an ottoman.
What is an ottoman?
Oh, my God. The principal would like to know what an ottoman is. It's okay, it's the alternative
it's okay.
school.
His wife will text him in a sec.
What was the first thing? Oh, a box of enormous posters.
Yeah, no.
All right, panel.
Though all of those things are highly likely, we have conferred and we're going with ottoman.
Which is a footrest.
Not a small
one. Panelists are correct.
All right, you
Yay!
Win.
Lovely.
Nice work.
Good point.
When we come back with just after this quick musical break, we're going to play Stump the Audience Member. We will pull somebody else up on stage. For now, though, please welcome back Belly Meat. We're going to play Stump the Audience Member, a game where we try to, you know, stump the audience member. So, Owen, who's the lucky volunteer?
Matthew Turner.
This is Matthew Turner.
I only know one, sorry.
Fix.
How, Give us a quick sketch. How long have you been in Alaska?
I've been in Alaska for, it's been about 18 years, I guess.
Okay.
Eight wonderful ones here.
Was that not long enough for you to buy some socks?
They all rotted away this winter.
All right, are you ready to play Stump the Audience?
Bring it.
All right, this time we have named this game...
I'm running for re-election because I want to be forever young.
Oh yeah, we're going there. Congressman Don Young appeared on the radio's Talk of Alaska this week discussing everything from oil policy to employment law to abortion, hot topics to be sure, but Alaska's 3,000-term congressman didn't really say anything that outlandish. He has in the past, though, and right now we're going to ask you three questions about some of the more colorful things Don Young has done during his time in Congress. Get two of them right, and you win the prize. You ready?
All right.
Among the most outlandish things the 20-term congressman has done while in Congress are... A. Openly carried a Smith & Wesson 44 pistol into an Eagle River preschool, telling the children it made him feel safe, like a warm blanket or teddy bear.
Ask Greg.
B.
Where's Greg? We'll confirm that with Greg.
B, when serving as House Transportation Chairman in 2005, inserted a $10 million earmark into a transportation bill after it had already passed both chambers of Congress, but before it was signed by the President. Or C, leapt to his feet during one of Jimmy Carter's State of the Union messages and shouted, "Si se puede," when the President announced he was returning the Panama Canal to Panama.
Only one of these is correct.
Only one of these is correct.
Well, I can eliminate C, I think, because I can't imagine Mr. Young using a different foreigner's language. So A or B? I'm going to go with B, please.
You are correct. B.
I need that sound for affirmation.
Yes, he inserted a $10 million earmark after it was through Congress, but before the President signed it. Number two, an FBI investigation of Don Young focused on the inappropriate use of campaign funds. Among the charges the Bureau examined were that the congressman spent campaign contributions on a bale of marijuana, which he mistakenly thought was alfalfa and sent to Ronald Reagan's ranch in California. B, a stuffed sea otter for his office, which he would often point to and say, "See, they're not endangered. I've got one right here." Or C, dry cleaning for his wife.
I'm going to have to go with C on that one.
You are correct. Thank you. And number three.
This is for an extra prize.
This is for an extra prize. Yes. Although he is Alaska's only representative... Because of his exceptionally long tenure, Don Young is sometimes referred to as A, Alaska's third senator, B, older than the biblical age of Earth, or C, tough and sinewy unless you cook him real slow for at least 3 hours.
Just say C, because that's funnier.
You already got the prize. Don't be greedy.
Otter slaughter.
The vox populi, everybody.
It's kind of an all of the above. I'm going to have to go with C on that one.
Tough and sinewy, unless you cook him real slow for at least 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's A, Alaska's third senator.
Oh.
Yes.
Robbed.
Owen Fulton, how did Matthew Turner do on our quiz?
Well, Matthew Turner got 2 out of 3 correct, so he will win a prize.
All right, Matthew, congratulations. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Sitka's mayor, Mim McConnell. Mayor, as you know, I'm sure, Sitka can be a rough place to make it as a small business owner. You are a small business owner.
I am.
It takes tenacity, the right idea, in the case of public radio, a biannual commitment to shameless panhandling. Our contestants are going to pitch an idea for a new business in Sitka that will receive some financial backing from the Southeast Economic Development Fund. Mayor, you are going to be the judge of these three business ideas and award the winning panelist one whole point.
Woo!
Are you ready?
Ooh, yes.
Our first pitch comes from Colette Costa, who we're going to refer to now as our outside economic development expert.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Wow. Very outside. From one double initial diva to another, nice boots, by the way.
Thank you.
See, first you butter them up, and then you lay them out. Madam Mayor.
By the way, that's marvelous, Madam Mayor.
No, that's what I've heard.
Or that's what some relatives of mine said.
I have a business idea that I think is going to be through the roof over here. Now, bear in mind, I already threw away the library bar and the cribbage gambling whale house watching tour. Okay, those are dead to me. Dead to me. And also the millionaire hide and seekka. Yeah, no good. This is the million-dollar idea for this town, okay? May I pitch to the audience as well? Thank you. Dads, are you tired of wondering whether or not you're going to walk in on your son ruining his eyesight? Moms, are you sick of wondering whether or not you're going to have to double up on feminine hygiene products this month? Well, let me tell you what. You can enroll your kids today in the Owen Fulton Early Puberty Development Center. That's right. Right here in Sitka, Alaska. This is Sitka's newest alternative education facility, where your kids will learn invaluable lessons like facial hair, both wanted and unwanted, vocal change experiences, and blushing, both beginning and advanced. So enroll your kids today. Must be 12 years old, and it's $12,000 a day. Thank you.
Do they need a principal?
All right, our next pitch comes from... Oh, boy. Our next pitch comes from Phil Burdick.
Well, marvelous Mayor Mim McConnell. May I call you... Thank you. Is that buttering or is that... that's a little too much butter.
You went straight to basting.
Yes. Never mind. Mine is less of a small business idea and more of an economic development because, like most Alaskans, I would prefer a dividend or a tax cut than an actual job. So what I propose is that you offer the economic development money as a matching grant to the Cruise Ship Association with some of their money, and what we do is... One of the major problems in this town is everybody's kind of cranky about tourists. It's a win-win situation. What we do is we take that money and we send locals onto the cruise ships and give them like a day spa. And they can go and they can eat their fill and get the massages and the gambling and all of that. And then they can come back and they'll be very happy and they'll be more willing to work for the tourists because they've seen the ships. So it's just kind of a seed money kind of a deal. Yeah. And a vacation for you.
All right.
This is getting hard.
Our third and final pitch from John DePilatis.
Well, as a single man since my credit card was declined, I find that, often, you work a hard day, you come home and you have your domestic chores, and sometimes, cooking a meal for yourself is excessive. And so I was thinking it would be nice if there was a place you could go and someone could just prepare a meal for you. And perhaps, if you had guests, you could go to this place and they might have tables, like a variety of tables with maybe... salt and pepper or napkins or I'm just saying this would be a really nice way to relieve the burdens of those of us who maybe work too hard.
So so a restaurant.
Or a strip club would be fine too.
All right. I don't even know how to recap all those. From From Colette Costa, you have a the Early Puberty Development Management Center.
The Owen Fulton.
Yes.
From Phil Burdick, the local cruise ship Day Spa. Or from John DePilatis, either a restaurant or a strip club.
Very creative. I think that Phil might be on a winning streak here tonight.
Outside the box.
All right, Mayor Mimi McConnell, thank you so much.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You haven't asked me how long I've lived in Alaska.
How long have you lived in Alaska?
39 years.
39 years. Mayor Mimi McConnell.
One step forward and it's back.
Good lighting.
Oh, you're standing on the throttle and you're standing on the brake. In the groove till you make a mistake. I said, sometime.
Welcome back to Wait, Wait, Don't Sue Me. It is now time for our Finish the Limerick round. Owen, which member of our audience is going to play Finish the Limerick?
Linda B.
Woo! Well, my son said he'd come up here if I was picked, but I noticed he left the room.
Mm-hmm. Max, get up here.
Linda, how long have you been a Sitkin?
I don't do math.
Okay, fair enough.
Who's your son?
Hey!
All right. Are you going to help me?
Okay. I have an assistant.
And your name, sir?
Haywood.
Haywood, all right. Welcome, Haywood.
Haylin.
I misheard you. Welcome. All right. Well, Linda, Owen is going to read four limericks because our writers could not settle on just three. It was an impressive display of Pacific Northwest passive aggression. And if you get three of the four right, you win, although, frankly, we'll probably give it to you with two. So, all right. Here is our first limerick from Owen Fulton.
You might go home in a cop car, or give all your cash to the drink czar. The standards decline as singles combine when you happen to close down the...
bar.
The bar.
Pioneer Bar? P Bar.
The P Bar. The yes. P Bar. All right.
Hey, I'm official.
I don't think she's ever done that, though. I don't think she's ever done that.
You would know, Phil.
All right. Second limerick. Okay.
With all Sitka's talents combined... on stage, we're amateurs, you'll find. The guitar won't be tuned, and the host is lampooned when you go to the monthly...
Grind.
Grind is correct.
No fair. You threw that one in there, didn't you, Jeff Budd? That's like shameless self-promotion. Did you get your picture in the paper for that, too? Jeez.
Phil Burdick gets 3 points for making fun of Jeff Budd during the show. Sorry.
You're so bad.
Nice shirt, Jeff.
Colette Costa gets 3 points for also making fun of Jeff Budd during the show. John?
Which one's Jeff?
John DePilatis gets no points. All right. John DePilatis gets 2 points. Fair enough. All right, our third limerick from Owen Fulton.
If it's a driver's license you awana, you'll likely not find Nirvana. To parallel park was a shot in the dark when you were tested by DMV.
Donna.
Donna! All right, our fourth and final limerick from Owen. Go ahead.
There once was a man from Baranoff who decided he'd sail to Chichagof. He'd had enough with the city, and he got little pity. when he told his friends to.
You can't say that. You can't say that. There's children.
You can't say run them off.
Could you read that again?
Gonna be
you just said it.
Was that funny?
The correct answer was cast off. Yes. Oh, and how did Linda do on our limerick challenge?
Well, they got 3 out of 4 correct, so they will get a prize.
All right, yay! Congratulations to you both. Nice work. Welcome back to our last game of the evening, where we really make the panelists earn what we paid them to be here.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
Sandwiches. It's the lightning round. Each panelist will be asked a series of lightning fill-in-the-blank questions. The panelists with the most points at the end of the game wins the honor of being the first Wait, Wait, Sitka panelist winner ever. Do we know where the panelists currently stand?
John DePilatis has 3 points, Colette Costa has 4 points, and Phil Burdick is in the lead with 6 points.
We will begin with John DePilatis. World-class cellist Blank is known by his hair and his annual return to Sitka for the Summer Music Festival.
Phil Burdick. Sorry, Zool Bailey.
Zool Bailey is correct. The first meeting of the Blank was hosted 100 years ago in their famous hall on Catley-Ann Street.
The A&B.
Yes. The Cable House has more living space after finally removing Blank from its basement this year.
Rob Woolsey.
All right, Sitka. Sitka is expecting only 89,000 Blank this season.
Herring. Cruise ship passengers.
Yes. The youngest member of the Alaska State Legislature is Blank.
Jonathan Christ Tompkins.
Sitka veterinarian Burgess Bowder was thought to be crazy when he built a Blank on Rockwell Island.
Lighthouse.
The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Blank was homeported in Sitka before the Maple and was sold to the Republic of Ghana in 2001.
Titanic?
No, I'm sorry, it's the Woodrush. Sitka Police's newest vehicle was acquired in 2014 specifically to enforce Blank.
Meth?
Oh, it's parking so close. Infamous 2.5 Men star Blank was photographed during a brief Sitka cruise stop in 2013.
Charlie Sheen.
That's right. Only on Sitka's most popular radio program, Blank, can you wish your mom a happy birthday and sell your futon.
Problem Corner.
That is right. Right. Colette Costa, you're next with 4 points.
God, I hope they're all about George Clooney.
Or Juno.
I don't know anything about Juno either.
This year, ready, Colette?
Pelican.
Yes. No. This year was the 50th anniversary of the 1964 Blank earthquake.
Big.
It was.
Huge, giant, 6.4, Fairbanks, Anchorage.
Yes, good, okay. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman once said of the Blank, I don't want improved service, I want the service we had in 1964.
His private parts. Oh. Ring the bell.
We all wanted that.
Ferry.
Yes, the Alaska Marine Highway, you're right. Absolutely.
Same thing. Lightning round, let's go. I need points.
Seine fishermen are sure to be disappointed this year because there's no way they'll be able to top last year's record harvest of blank
Troll caught king salmon.
What kind of salmon?
I don't care. Troll caught it. What's the answer?
Pink. Sorry.
Whatever the allotaxa.
All right. Fishing game biologist Phil Mooney has been experimenting with blank as a form of high voltage
meth.
Bear protection. It's tasers.
Tasers. Tasers.
Close. Close. Juno was the logical place to vacation for Star Trek actor blank in 2013.
The go on the pointed ears.
Yes. Close enough. Leonard Nimoy.
That was a nerd test and I failed. I want you to know that.
Sitka veterinarian Burgess Bowder was thought to be crazy when he shot
Lighthouse. What is this the only guy from Sitka who ever did anything? Really?
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. Started in the early 1960s, blank saves everyone from wandering church groups to Raven Radio interns stranded in the wilderness.
Jeff Brown. Oh, sorry, that's Juno, Jeff Budd. Oh, my God.
Sitka Mountain Rescue, again close. Conducted in Sitka in 2000, Operation Northern Edge featured two military-trained blanks living in a temporary pool at Mount Edgecombe High School.
Belly meat.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
All right, dolphins. Good. Subsistence gatherers traditionally harvest herring eggs on blank branches.
There's the judicial, there's the legislative, and the presidential. I'm going to go with judicial.
And the hemlock.
Hemlock.
Hemlock, yes.
I do that.
The Juno Soup Kitchen. The Juno Soup Kitchen and Homeless Shelter. Is
Glory on. Hole.
Yes, Glory Hole.
I love that I won on Glory Hole.
Bill Burdick, are you ready?
Haven't I already won? Don't I already have more points?
Yeah,
than
what are
these
our
two
standards?
I mean, do I have to answer anything?
I just got like 12 right.
John DePilatis is at 10 points. Uh-huh. Phil Burdick is still at 6, and Colette Costa is at 8.
All right, so you need 5 to win. 5 to win.
That's not possible.
All right, Phil. In 1990. I'm just going to do it. In 1990, regional air carrier blank attempted to compete with Alaska Airlines and offered a one-way fare to Seattle for $70.
Mark Air.
Yes, sir. Crews are on schedule to finish blank in the fall, the most expensive public works project in Sitka history.
The dam.
The dam. Sitka residents David and Brett Wilcox are blanking across the United States to protest genetically modified
Can't
food.
Go there.
Careful, careful.
Just say blanking.
Biking.
Say blanking. They're,
what'd you say?
Biking.
No, sir. They're running. This year's quota for the blank fishery was 16,000 tons.
That herring.
Yes. Black cod.
The blank is celebrating its 75th anniversary this year as one of the last independent dailies in the country.
Do not say the Sentinel.
Sitka Sentinel?
Yes. The Fine Arts Camp took over the majority of Sheldon Jackson campus after the college folded in the year blank.
Ooh, 2009.
7.
Damn.
Sitka veterinarian Burgess Bowder was thought to be crazy when...
He drowned.
Immediately after being resuscitated in a hyperbaric chamber, he broke his hip going for a life-affirming ski on Blank Mountain.
That one.
Yes, Harbor, you're right. In order to improve airport safety at Sitka's Rocky Gutierrez Airport, the FAA once proposed removing the top 200 feet of Blank Island.
Alice? No. Charcoal?
Middle, sorry.
Middle?
Sitka resident Sam Scotchmer holds the course record for Blank, which takes place every summer in late July.
Oh, it's that thing that people that are fit do. Alpine Run.
Yes.
That's the one.
Former Sitka Municipal Administrator Blank is noted for encouraging Sarah Palin to enter politics when he was the mayor of Wasilla.
John Stein. I see you.
All right.
I couldn't travel through Europe because of you.
Owen Fulton, where do we stand?
Colette Costa is at 8 points,
18.
John DePilatis at 10 points, and Phil Burdick at 13 points.
All right.
Is it too late to insult Jeff Budden?
What do you got?
Can't think of anything.
Yeah. He's unassailable when it comes right down to it. Phil Burdick, you have won the first edition of Wait, Wait, Don't Sue
Thank
Us.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you all so much for being here tonight. In just a moment, we're going to have our panelists give us predictions, and what they are going to predict is this. Our panelists will predict what it is that Sitka officials say the city will no longer be able to do as a result of shrinking revenues. While they're coming up with their predictions, first, a few words of thanks. First of all, to our panelists, aren't they amazing? Colette Costa, Phil Burdick, John DePilatis. The writing of the questions has been going on for months, and the writers are Tom Hess, Rachel Waldholz, Robert Woolsey, Elena Gustafson, and Hillary Seeland. Those two are sitting right there. Special thanks to our house band, Belly Meat, Ted Howard, Gary Gawker, Ernie Eggleston. On sound, 6 microphones, the band sound, getting a senator on the phone, and over speakers from Washington, D.C., we have the incomparable Gene Stolberg and John Hirschenreiter.
Yay! Yo, yo.
The AmeriCorps and the JVs are here helping out. Thank you. Special thanks also to Sarah Laurie, Jim Clare, Raven Radio, Phil Rappel, and the Sitka Convention and Visitors Bureau, and our producer, Jeff Budd. All right. Now we will ask our panelists what it is that Sitka officials say the city will no longer be able to do as a result of shrinking revenues. Colette Costa.
Unfortunately for Jeff Budd, we'll no longer be able to afford incredibly loud and very colorful Hawaiian shirts. And also, we're going to have to cut back on feeding the massive wild duck population that apparently has invaded the town. I'm sorry. So move on. Move on.
John DePilatis.
In an unprecedented move, the city of Sitka will cut itself, submitting city operations to the rule of the benevolent overlords of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
And Phil Burdick, what will the city no longer be able to do as a result of shrinking revenues?
Due to shrinking revenues, the city will no longer be able to subsidize Mayor Mitch McConnell's boot budget.
All right. If they do any of those things, we will tell you about it sometime because, you know, this is not a weekly thing. But thank you so much again for being here. Make sure you get your tickets to the next event of the Greater Sitka Arts Council when the Fulton Brothers will present their Car Talk ripoff, Fiddle Talk. A very special word of thanks as well to Mr. Owen Fulton.
Yeah! And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ed Ronco.
Yeah, Ed Ronco.